There were mixed fortunes for Zimbabwe's representatives in Pan-African football as Chicken Inn were eliminated from the CAF Champions League, while Harare City progressed to the first round of the CAF Confederation Cup. For Chicken Inn, it was a cruel and haunting way to end their bold Africa campaign after conceding an injury time penalty to lose the match 2-0 to South Africa's Mamelodi Sundowns and bow out of the tournament 2-1 on aggregate. The Gamecocks players felt cheated as they believed the penalties came after Passmore Bernard had impeded Kama Billiard in the box was not justified, a feeling which they share with their coach Joey Antipas.
But I thought the penalty was a bit dodgy, but that's the nature of the game. I'll say I wish Sundowns all the best in their quest for African Champions League.
The Zimbabweans confronted Malagasy referee Antofetra Rakotogiano soon after the penalty was awarded, but the referee stood his ground before Katlego Mashego converted to give Sundowns the passage to the next round. Chicken Inn had matched the so-called Brazilians man for man and could also have won the game had Michel Kachairo's effort not cannoned off the post before Obadiah Tarumbwa missed the target with the goalkeeper to beat. Speaking on international sports television channel SuperSport, Antipas praised the charges for a good show that saw them win a lot of admirers among the thousands of fans who braved the weather to watch the evening game.
I'll give the boys 100% for a big effort that they put in. For us to try and get a result, we had to put in a massive performance, and which they did. All in all, I'll say great performance from my boys.
Even Sundowns coach Pito Mosimane admitted that Zimbabweans gave them a tough time and had high praise for the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League champions.
But credit to this team. This team is a very good team. These are not fishermen or from an island. This is serious football, and they gave us a time. What a tough game.
However, there was some consolation for Zimbabwe after Harare City cruised through to the first round proper of the CAF Confederation Cup with an impressive 3-1 away win over AS Adema of Madagascar. The win sees the Harare City club qualify for the first round proper 6-3 on aggregate, having won the first leg 3-2 in Harare. Harare City will now meet ZESCO of Zambia. Upon their return, Harare City will this weekend play Capes United in the quarterfinals of the Zimbabwe National Army Charity Challenge. Still on the ZNA Charity Challenge, visiting ZPC Kariba are through to the semi-finals of the same tournament after beating Dynamos 1-0 at Rufaro Stadium yesterday. A 43rd minute goal from Wisdom Mtasa, the son of Dynamos assistant coach Lloyd Mtasa, settled the affairs in favor of Katuruturu. However, their coach Sande Marimo is not excited by the win, saying the Zimbabwe National Army Charity Challenge is like a friendly match.
It's only a practice charity game, like a preseason game. So, I mean, there's not much to talk about it. The season is starting in April, so we have the whole of March to prepare for the next season, and we are just doing that.
The other Zimbabwe National Army Charity Challenge quarterfinal matches will be played this coming weekend. Chicken Inn will meet Blauwe rivals, Highlanders. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.